Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I hate
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Gary Sirach, the author of The American Dream Revisited, the president of the Sirach Financial Services. Gary Sirach, S-I-R-A-K.com, is the website, GarySirach.com. Gary, you just got back from Holland, Belgium on a river cruise. You were comparing notes in the previous segment about how what you learned over there about how some of the people when they came to America, they came from there, and some of the reasons why they came and the hope that they had in their mind, and a place that was so foreign to them, and even still a frontier, was still better. It was a better idea to them that they were willing to suffer and sacrifice for. To replace something that they knew and that they understood. That's a pretty compelling motivation, isn't it?
Oh, incredible. When you think about it, I mean, we were following one family when we were going through this museum, Jim, and this one family got to New York City, got into the city, and was actually living in an apartment with 15 other people that was the size of a one-room apartment.
Right.
I mean, there were 20 people living in one apartment.
Stacked on top of each other.
Incredible.
Well, you know,
and that was better than where they came from. That's the thing that was amazing.
And see, here's let's fast forward now to today, pretty much. When I've gone over there, I've talked to them about their marketplace today and compared to our marketplace. In Europe, in America, we have something called bankruptcy laws, and if you take bankruptcy, it's not a happy day, and sometimes you can be. You know, people will hold that against you sometimes. Banks will note that in your credit report when they take consideration. It's not a good thing to happen to you, but you can be redeemed. You can turn around your life around from a bankruptcy and be redeemed and never look back in America. But in Europe, if you bankrupt, not only are you branded, your children are branded. I mean, there's very little redemption that I've seen in Europe. I mentioned that there are no community banks over there. If you want to start a business in America, you can start one in the next 30 seconds. You can literally start a business in America in 30 seconds, and over there it might take you a long time to start a business.
Oh, it would. Well, the other thing that was so striking, Jim, is
and the taxes. Taxes. If America thinks taxes are bad, in some of those countries over there, folks, if you buy a $50,000 car, new car, your first year tax, your tax on that car, first year is the price of the car.
$50,000. Meantime, Jim, one of the things I didn't know about Amsterdam, there are a few things. Yes, they have a red light district. No, I didn't go. Yes, they smoke pot all over the place. That I could tell because it was on the street everywhere I went. And the other thing is bicycles. Oh, my God.
Yeah, lots of bicycles.
You know, people said, oh, be careful of the bicycles. I said, sure, you know, whatever.
No, they're everywhere.
You get there. Oh, my God. And they don't stop for pedestrians. Mm-mm. That's what I watched. So I kept a very careful look on left and right.
But you also saw that there were no fat people over there.
Zero fat people.
That's one thing about you.
Also,
you see in Europe, not a lot of fat people for some reason.
They are in very good shape.
And you'll also notice there's not a place to buy a French fry or a Diet Coke on every corner over there like there is here.
No, but boy, Belgium fries are good. I got to tell you, I'm a fan of chocolates and Belgium fries. Now you hit my two hot buttons in Belgium.
But you, the thing that I think is important here is, you know, in America, we whine about how things are. You know, we want things to be better. And if you've never traveled abroad, you know, I mean, it's, and I'm talking about to men, I'm talking to women, I'm talking to big business owners, small business owners. You need to compare notes, whatever it is it's, that you're unhappy about, you need to compare notes with people who are in your, whatever you are in America, people who have that or are that in another country. You need to compare notes before you whine too much. What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. That is absolutely very true. We sure complain about a lot of stuff. They don't complain about any of it. And they're based on our tourism. I mean, the world's tourism, and that's what they really survive on. There's no question about that, right. At least where we were at. Those cities were built on people coming in and spending money, and they were coming from other countries. So that was very obvious. Everything was set up that way. But you look at it, I never heard anyone. Everyone was very pleasant, very, mm-hmm. very nice.
Yep.
The one exception is I was in a chocolate shop, and this one young lady was impatient with me because there were so many damn chocolates, Jim, I couldn't figure out which one
so
to get.
So this chocolate theme keeps coming up in our conversation.
I never noticed
what
that.
What is the deal with you and chocolate? I never knew this about you, Gary.
Well, it's funny. Dark chocolate. I never knew about dark chocolate either. But
by the way, I haven't received my box of dark chocolates that I would have thought surely you would have sent me a box.
I will note that in my file, Jim.
Next time you take a long, expensive trip to Holland in Belgium, right? Hey, Gary, I need your website again, please.
GarySurak.com.
Are you buying? Are you selling? When you talk to your customers, your financial planning customers, are you buying or selling today?
Selling, buying. What do you mean? Define that, please, Jim.
Stocks. Are you buying stocks or selling stocks today? What are you buying? What are you selling?
Oh, no. We're really kind of treading water right now, Jim. I am not buying much.
Holding your own. All right. There you go. GarySurak.com, folks. SIRAK. Hey, Gary, good job. Glad you had a good trip and come back to the show soon.
Jim, thank you. Great conversation.
We'll see you next time. Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassinger. We're going up around the
bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.